News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulous producer Rob Satter, super duper news director Matt Cotrillo, and the rest of the staff here are always very helpful when it comes to keeping Sunrise together. And most of all, we thank you for listening to us this morning. Now, we are in the studio with Jack Willoughby. He's the Chief Financial Officer for the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. And if Jack is on the radio, guess what?
It's Raise the Region.
It must be time once again for Raise the Region. Now, you seem like a pretty upbeat guy, and this is fun for you to do all of this?
It is fun for those of us that work at the foundation. It's fun for the volunteers that we use, our board members, our advisory board members. We have well over 1,000 people who have volunteered for us in the past via scholarship committees at a school to a full, to a board member who lends their expertise to help our organization grow and prosper.
All right. Well, and the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania is an organization that draws its roots back over 100 years when smart, forward-thinking local business people said, we want to affect positive change around here. And you guys have been trying to help individuals, families, and businesses do that ever since.
That's right. So the First Community Foundation was established in Cleveland in the early 1900s. A few of the local business leaders noticed the model, thought it was a good idea, and established the First Community Foundation, its roots back in 1916. They collected $33, and now we have grown to over $90 million in endowed assets.
They collected 33
is what they started with. We have the minute books from their first meetings. It's kind of fabulous to look at that history.
33. Well, that's needless to say, sound investing. It's doubled and redoubled, plus some additional contributions along the way.
So today there are over 1,700 community foundations worldwide. We are one of them, and we happen to be the ninth oldest in the world.
All right, fantastic.
So we've been around a long time.
And foundations are, of course, opportunities for folks to deal with millions and millions of dollars, how to move them around and make sure that they keep on growing and performing some sort of a mission. So that's one way that happens. But individuals, I could start sort of the Mark Lawrence line item at your organization and reach beyond the grave or do different things.
Yeah, we are a group of a collection of what we call a fund. So an individual, a business, a group of people can establish a fund. They determine the origin, the amount they're going to give, how they want it to operate, so it can be a designated fund. We have different types of funds that you could set up, so that would be designated to the same charity on an annual basis. You can set up as a donor advised, where every year family or your group of people who have set up this fund will determine where the grants go to. And then the board of directors establish an investment and spending policy that governs the investment of that fund, because our goal is to make these endowments be permanent. So it's a lasting legacy that should last forever, and we hope to grow and maintain the purchasing power and make grants to your favorite charities on an annual basis.
Well, and I think this is brought up more these days. I think more families are kind of joining the upper middle class, and they end up with investments and so on, and retirement funds and trusts that total over $1 million and millions of dollars, whereas in the past maybe that was pretty uncommon.
Yeah, and you can start a fund with us for as little as $25,000. And we have funds that our largest fund is over $10 million. So we have 285 permanent funds today at the foundation, and each one has a different mission and a different way of organizing. So again, designated, donor advised. We have organizations that maintain their endowment with us. We have corporate and business donor advised funds. We have scholarships. We have a large scholarship program. We provide several hundred thousand dollars a year in scholarships to local high school students.
All right, fantastic. Well, that's a big, I think that really sets the foundation here for when we talk about the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania, and some smart people there had the idea for Raise the Region, which is now underway. So now you're drawing in another couple of 200-300 nonprofit organizations to benefit.
Yeah, one of our missions is to support regional nonprofits. So we use our endowments and our financial strength to pull on a program like this. So we provide the platform, we provide the technology, we provide sponsors who will provide these matching and stretch funds and prize monies. Last night at our event, it was noted that the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships have been with us as the name sponsor. And over the course of our seventh year, that family has donated to this cause over $1 million.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, Aubrey was here yesterday talking about that. And he's kind of a low-key guy, really, when you talk to him about this sort of thing. But, you know, you just can't deny a seven-figure donation, a contribution. And people say, well, it's tax-deductible, these kind of things. Sure, charity support helps a corporation. There's no argument there. But it's still $1 million they could have used for themselves or bonuses or, you know, other things. And so it's a big donation.
It is. They're supportive, and you know, I think they look at the region, and they look at this mission and this program, and it fits what they want to do perfectly. And I think our name, the name of the program, you know, we're setting out to raise the region is what we try and do here.
We might not think about that name.
Yeah.
All right, and so, yeah, and we were lucky. We do have a lot of really generous car dealers around here, so that's super. So Raise the Region, folks may not recall precisely how this works. So, again, walk us through the basic elevator speech, as they call it, how it works.
So what the individuals do is you go to raisetheregion.org. This is a 100% online giving platform. Once you get there, it's fairly easy to navigate. You can select nonprofits. They have signed up in advance. They have been all vetted and approved by our grant-making people, so we know who these people are. They are all approved 501c3 organizations, and so that part of it has been done for you. You can make your gift online. We have prizes. We use social media to get the nonprofits to compete and reach out to and expand their donor base. So our objectives is not just to raise money, but also it's a way to provide these nonprofits that we have signed up for this program a way to reach out to their donors and to get better at connecting with their people and raising the funds that they need that they do the work.
Right, and I like how on the website now you've added "Show Me the Underdogs." These are folks that participate that haven't gathered any donations yet, or sort of the bottom of the list. So that's kind of noteworthy. There's a lot of prizes and stretching things that you can do. Tell us about some of these prizes.
Yeah, so we have prizes and kind of different games we have. So I believe right now we have something called the Subaru Rise and Shine Prize. So what it is, we divide our groups of nonprofit into the small category and to a large category nonprofit, and one of each of those is going to win $1,000 if they have the most unique donors between 6 this morning and 9 this morning.
All right.
So the object is to get them to reach out and get as many people, not necessarily dollars.
And a unique donor, not one that you know, has orange hair or wears red shirts every day.
Right.
This is an individual donor, right? So,
that's
like,
correct.
I can donate 5 times, but I'm still just one unique donor.
That's the way the program works.
Yeah, my lovely bride, if she's listening, said, yeah, you sure are, Lawrence. Okay. All right, Subaru's Rise and Shine Prize, that's what you just talked about. There's UPMC's Midday Prize. You can get some sort of an idea when that'll be going out. Larson Design Group has the Powerful Communities Prize. This is one of the nonprofits that has a big footprint and gets a lot of folks activated. Blaze Alexander Dealership's grand prize, supplementing the groups that get the most. The second and third prize exist for that. The Larson Design Group Participation Prize, that's actually already gone out, so congratulations to those winners. The kickoff event prize, that's money that went out last night, and Lewisburg Children's Museum and Susquehanna Health Foundation. Some of the prize winners so far, Northumberland Christian School, and a couple of the lists, they really activate their donors strategically.
Yes, they get organized. I'm going to guess that they've got a committee of people that say this is a good chance for us to raise the money that we need to help our organization improve, grow, become self-sustaining.
Well, and try to get more of those stretching dollars, and that's worked out for them. They're already won $1,000 or more here. I see them on a couple of things. Yeah, $1,000 for the Toyota Fast Smart Prize for getting the most early on, and then they got some other prizes there for this strategic. And tell me about this kickoff last night. I've been to the kickoff in the past. Tell me about this big party that was held last night at Aubrey Alexander Toyota on Route 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Yeah, so we invite people who have made contributions to raise the region in the past, and it's a kickoff celebration. We give out some prizes. We have some good food. They get to hear a little bit from Blaze Alexander and his family. We have some of our sponsors. They get a chance to thank the sponsors who put up some of the prize money. So it's just a way to kind of give back, get things going, get some excitement moving, and I think we've done it now for each of the Praise the Region programs that we've had in the past.
Right, yeah, it was fun to have it locally, so I'm glad that everybody had a blast last night at that. Give you a chance to actually meet Aubrey. You can buy a lot of vehicles there and not necessarily meet Aubrey, so he was circulating and making sure people that were met up with the good car salespeople there and truck salespeople that are going to take good care of you in the years ahead at that location. All right, well, Jack, thank you so much for coming. Please make a pitch for folks to consider having some fun today with Raise the Region.
So if you have a passion in a nonprofit that you support with time and money, today is the day to make that donation, because each of your donation is stretched with the sponsor's money, and you may help your nonprofit win a prize as well.
All right, make a donation, and then watch the leaderboard change. Watch your money make a difference. See your name on the donor list. Individuals, if they so choose, can have their name listed as donors, and that kind of all adds up in the process. Thank you so much, Cenk.
Thank you. We're very thankful for the support that we get from the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation on this program.
Well, it's fun for us. Too. I mean, let's be frank about this. Beats working. Jack Willoughby is here, Chief Financial Officer, First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. We talked a lot about legacy funds. What's the website for the foundation?
It's FCF, the word partnership.org.
FCF, the word partnership.
Yeah, so we're the First Community Foundation Partnership.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.